On this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, we're joined by Megan and Rebecca, founders of Lesbians Connect. Lesbians Connect is a new and growing initiative in the Lehigh Valley, creating safe, empowering spaces for lesbians, bi women, trans women, and queer women to connect, build community, and celebrate who they are. From casual mixers to big events like the upcoming Les Bash, the Autumn Remix on September 27th, which we're going to talk about in this episode, Lesbians Connect is all about visibility, support, and fun. And before we get started, a quick thank you to our sponsors, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Megan and Rebecca, thank you guys. How's it going?
Thank you for having us. We're good.
Absolutely. So I want to learn more about this because, you know, you reached out. I was looking at all the events. They look like a lot of fun. I love that you guys use Linktree like we do for a lot of our stuff. So can we kind of, if you guys could tell me a little bit about yourselves and how Lesbians Connect came together? And like, was there nothing else in the area that was kind of speaking to you? Why did you guys decide to come up with your own initiative?
Go ahead. I'll let you go first.
So as a newly married couple, we didn't really have any other lesbian couples friends. So something that started out as a joke post on TikTok, just like saying, right, you know, where do all the lesbians hang out? You know, we're looking for for friends, turned into so many people responding. And then I made another joke post, like, I want all of the lesbians to connect. So that's how we came up with the name Lesbians Connect. But it really just started as a joke because we didn't have any lesbian couples friends and we really wanted that.
And okay, I mean, I'm out of my element here. So you're going to have to like guide me a little bit. But, you know, I've been to lesbian friendly bars. There used to be some in the area that I, you know, I went to in my 20s and such. Are there not as many establishments like that anymore? Is it just that people are living more in the suburbs and there aren't those types of places?
Yeah, like, that is half the problem, is that there's nothing really directed just for lesbians. There are some gay bars around, but honestly, mm-hmm, there's what, like 22 lesbian bars in the United States, in the whole United States.
Really?
So there's not a place that's just for us. And that's kind of what we wanted to provide, was a place just for lesbians, you know, queer women, to kind of get together and just feel safe and have like-minded conversations with like-minded individuals.
Right. So
it started small and it just grew from there.
I love it. It starts out as a joke because you do those things and you're like, wait a minute. Now everybody's commenting and I'm like obligated to go forward. So like, when did you kind of think, wait, this isn't a joke anymore. This is something that could be meaningful.
I guess it was Pride, right? It was not this past Pride, but the Pride before. We were like, hey, well, we're going to Pride. Who wants to meet up after? And we had 16 people meet up with us. And that's what started our little mixers. And then from there, it just grew. Then there was 30 and 40 and 60. And at our last Pride Bash, we had, what, a little over 90?
Yeah, like 91.
Yeah.
So. But, like, after the first mixer, we had such a good time, and we wanted to do it again. And then more people came, and we're like, oh, I think this is a thing now.
Yeah, we're making connections, you know? We made it a nice fun environment.
Well, then, for someone who's never heard of Lesbians Connect before, which is probably a lot of people since you're so new,
sure,
how would you describe, like, the mission and purpose in this stage?
Just to, honestly, I would say just to create, our mission is to create a safe, empowering, welcoming space for women-loving women, individuals, non-binary individuals, trans individuals, just queer women alike, just to create a safe and empowering space for us to have like a casual vibe, just, you know, conversations, listen to music.
Yeah, we have all age ranges too. So it's kind of nice because everybody comes together and we really, like, you can't be shy at a mixer. Like, we're going to take you around and introduce you to people. If you have nobody to talk to, come talk to us. Like, it's someplace that everybody's accepted. It's not clicky. Everybody's just friends. So it's kind of cool.
Do you, I mean, we're going to talk about one of the events coming up, and I know that you just had some recent events. Can you talk about some of the ones that you just had?
Yeah, we're our latest.
Yeah, we actually just branched all of our events up until the last event we just had on August 23rd. We're in the Lehigh Valley. We moved up, I mean, just an additional city to Stroudsburg. We found a really nice queer ally bar. Well, it's like a bar grill who had a really nice outdoor space, and we just had a mixer there. But yes, all of our mixers have been in the Lehigh Valley, but we just recently, in the month of August, moved to another city.
Yeah, that was a great mixer. We had, about 54 people, and that was great for a new location. So it turned out really nice. Everyone had a blast. We even went out afterwards. So
yeah.
We didn't want it to stop.
I would imagine, like, you're going to find, like, your the places you like the most, right? But it kind of makes more sense to take the show on the road and go to different, right? Because then you're meeting different communities. We all know how it is. We go to our favorite bar or whatever. Like,
sure.
So is that kind of what, like, the methodology is, I guess, at this point?
Absolutely. And honestly, for our future, we would really love to do that. We would love to go to different places throughout the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk specifically about the Les Bass, the Autumn Remix. This is a big Woody's in Bethlehem. Tell me what's going to be happening on, September 27th, 4 o'clock. Regina Sales, I know her. I've seen her play many times.
Yeah.
And Hannah Noel as well. I both know these guys. Give us an overview of what people can expect at Big Woody's.
Yeah, well, we did up it a little bit. Last time we did Pride Bash, we just had one performer. So this time we're going to do two performers. We had giveaways, raffle baskets. We had a Deep Eddie's liquor company donate a bunch of liquor. So we had the bartenders there, made a bunch of free shots. They were being passed around. Like, we just had a really good time.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the same vibe. This is just the Autumn Remix. So we're going to throw in a little autumn flair on that and have just a contest.
A low key night. Some music playing and just hanging out.
And I would imagine this is a great, opportunity for people, for lesbians who are looking, like you said, like maybe they don't know any others or in a community. Maybe they just moved here and they feel isolated in some way. Sure. This would be a great opportunity for them to be able to go out and meet some people like-minded, like you said.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We just, we encourage people to come out, make friends. It's not just a singles event, it's for couples to come out and make couples friends, people that aren't looking for a relation just to come out and make friends.
Sure, yeah.
We have somebody that drives from Virginia 4 hours and comes to every single mixer because it's kind of like a family atmosphere. Like, we all just kind of know each other now, and like, we're just friends and became a community. So it's a good time for sure.
Megan and Rebecca, I appreciate you guys so much for coming on and sharing more information about Lesbians Connect. For people who are interested, the most important thing for them to go is to the Linktree, which is Linktree Lesbians Connect. It's in the QR code on all the flyers. You're going to see it in our show notes. And we want to make sure that people get out to the September 27th Les Bash, the Autumn Remix. And that's going to be a Big Woody's in Bethlehem. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. I can't wait to see where it goes. I love when things like this happen where it's like, we should do this. And everyone's like, yeah, we should. And then it happens and you're kind of like in the middle of it. So I love that it happened for you. And it's exciting. So you guys should be really proud. A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernardin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.